Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. Just to give you a brief update of what's going on here in Kenya. I'm coming to you from Kenya today. We had a very nice shower a couple nights ago, which was a break from the intense heat we've been having and the dry weather. And so we're very thankful for the showers of blessing, and the grass is going to be greening up temporarily anyway. We're in the dry season overall for a couple of months, and then it will start to rain about the end of February, beginning of March. It will start to rain, and we will have rain for 2 or 3 months, just about every day or every other day. And that is the long rains, the more or less monsoon season. And so we thank the Lord for the little break in the heat and the rain that He gave us 2 nights ago. The children are preparing to go back to school Monday and Tuesday. And so if you have in your mind to support African children, that would be a great place to do it. We need support for their school fees, for their food, their clothing, their uniforms. All of them wear uniforms to school. And so for the staff to take care of them, prepare them each day for their schooling. And so if you would feel a call to do that, stay tuned to the end of this broadcast. Also, a crusade is being planned in Sabatia, about 30 kilometers here from Mumias, at the end of January, the last weekend in January. And so we're hoping that can go forward. We're going to apply for a permit on Monday. And so we hope that can go forward without any complications. There's a lot of COVID mandates, not much COVID, but a lot of mandates here in Kenya. And so many of them are being challenged in the courts regarding vaccines, regarding public gatherings, all that type of stuff. And so we pray that this crusade will go forward in the power of God and in the might of the Lord, and that we can bring souls into the kingdom here in Kenya in 2022. Well, if you have your Bible there, turn it today to Judges chapter 6, and we're going to be taking up the story of Gideon. This is a great story in the Old Testament, and it took place in the time of the people of Israel had moved into the Promised Land, and they were taking the Promised Land, and they were still battling the enemies who were around the Promised Land. And so this is a story that will encourage you, because it comes out with a very positive, encouraging ending, one that you will like, one that you will enjoy. And not all of the stories in the Bible come out with that type of ending, but we know the final story in the Bible comes out with a great ending, and that's we end up with Jesus Christ in a new heaven and a new earth. And so, but this story speaks to us as we move into 2022. It's a new year, it's a new beginning. Maybe you've had struggles, which we all have to some degree, in 2021, and maybe you got down, maybe you got separated, you got isolated from the body of Christ, you quit going to church, many people did, or you, for some reason, are alienated or separated from the Lord in your walk, and maybe you're struggling with addictions, maybe you're struggling with some type of bondage or iniquity that is separating you from the Lord. And so there are many ways that we can get off track, many ways that we can lose our way, and that is to the delight of the devil. But we can get back with the Lord, and that's what this story of Gideon is all about, how the Lord redeemed his people Israel. They were being tormented by the Midianites, and yet the Lord redeemed them. He found one man. And so this can be a teaching for us. The Lord found one man that would be obedient to him, that would answer the call, that would move forward in the power of God, move forward in the might of God, and answer the call and move forward against the enemy, the Midianites. And so this can be a teaching for you. Beloved, if you're out there today and you've been struggling, you are one person, but you are an important person to the Lord. And so this teaching may be just for you. And so just listen and see what the Lord did through this one man, Gideon, to defeat the enemies of Israel. Well, let's start in verse 1. We're just going to read some of this scripture here, and I'll be commenting on it as we go. And so in verse 1, it says, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. Well, this is the history of the Old Testament. The children of Israel did evil at times in the sight of the Lord, and at other times they were obedient to the Lord and they walked in the grace and the power of the Lord, but then they would fall back into disobedience. They would fall back into worshiping idols and worshiping other gods from other countries and other tribes, other peoples. And so the history of the people of Israel is a bit like our history. In the USA, we've had times when there's been great revivals and great moves of God in the USA, and there's been times when people have been very disobedient and the Lord has removed his hand of blessing off of the USA. I was at a prayer meeting in 2018 over in Lebanon at the center of the United States, and there was a fulfillment of prophecy spoken that day that the Lord was coming back to the U.S. He was coming back to bless the U.S., and the glory of the Lord was going to reside over the U.S. in a way that it never had before after many years of disobedience, I believe primarily regarding the issue surrounding abortion. And I believe the glory of the Lord is coming back to the USA, and the power and might of the Lord is going to come back, and we're going to see a revival sweep through the USA, and we're going to see Supreme Court decisions that are going to favor God's plan, God's word spoken over this nation, and you're going to see evil decrees turned over. And so all of this is coming, but I believe that there's been times in our nation when we've been more obedient to the Lord, and there's been other times that we have let the devil get the upper hand and bring severe destruction and death and turmoil to the USA. And so this is what's happening in the land of Israel. The Midianites have taken over and they're tormenting the children of Israel. And it says in verse 2 that the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. Because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains. And so it was, whenever Israel had sown, that is, sown crops, Midianites would come up. Also, Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them, and they would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the earth as far as Gaza and leave no sustenance for Israel. Well, isn't that just like the enemy? There are times when we feel like we're sowing and we can't reap a harvest. There's times when we feel like we're working and doing our best, trying to strive and have some success here on the earth, and we cannot see the harvest. We cannot enjoy the fruit of our labor because the enemy comes in and steals everything. I'm speaking to some people out there today, and you felt like you really worked hard, and you probably did, to raise up your family and try to do the right thing by your family, and yet the devil came in and stole your children, either temporarily or they're maybe way off, away from the Lord. And so that is the case for many people, that we sow and yet we don't reap, and we end up with nothing to show for our hard work. We end up with very little to show for our prayer. And so this is what was happening with the Israelites, to the point where they were even hiding in caves and the strongholds which are in the mountains. Well, beloved, don't you just feel like sometimes you want to hide? I have been a bit in distress the last couple of years about the COVID virus, and I'm sure many of you have also. There's been very little to cheer about regarding the COVID virus, but just remember this, that God is above all things. God is still seated on the throne. God is a sovereign God, and he's above COVID virus. He's above sickness, and he is above death and destruction. I know some people have died from the COVID virus, and some people have gotten very sick, but above it all, God is still on the throne. And so don't let this virus and all the edicts and all the mandates and all of the government coming and going and all of this business about the vaccines. Don't let it take your eye off of God. Keep your eye focused on Jesus. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And so when God is for us, nothing can succeed against us. And beloved, even for those who have succumbed to COVID virus or some type of illness in the last year or two, trust that those who knew Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they are with the Lord. Beloved, none of us knows when we are going to leave this earth, whether it's because of COVID virus or a car accident or any other type of sickness. None of us knows when our last day on this earth is going to be. So we need to be prepared. We need to be ready. We need to be ready to be escorted by the angels to our heavenly home. And Jesus said in John 14:1, I go to prepare a place for you. And so Jesus said, if I go to prepare a place for you, there you will be with me always. And then Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you because you know the way. And then Jesus said in John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. And so if you keep your eyes focused on Jesus, it doesn't matter if you have sickness. Yes, nobody wants to be sick. Nobody enjoys sickness. Nobody enjoys sickness in their family or their children. But it is a part of this fallen world. It is a part of this fallen life. And so there's going to be sickness. There's going to be trauma. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars. There's going to be lawlessness and all of this stuff that the devil has ushered into the world because it is a fallen world. But keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, just as Jesus was getting ready to show Gideon about how he could encounter and defeat the enemy in the land of Israel. And so it says in verse 6 in Judges chapter 6, so Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Well, that is the plan of the enemy, to impoverish us through sickness, through poverty. I see it here in Kenya every day, poverty everywhere you look, people beaten down, people crushed by the oppression of poverty. And so we need to keep our eyes focused on the Lord and count our blessings, give thanks for everything and everything, rejoice. Yes, the Lord says rejoice in everything. And so the enemy wants to beat us down. He wants to steal our joy, steal our peace, all these things that come from the Lord. He wants to steal from us. And so the Lord says to you today, keep your eyes focused on me, and the enemy will be defeated in your life. Well, it says in verse 8, the Lord sent a prophet to speak to the children of Israel, and the Lord nearly always sends a prophet. The word says that the Lord does nothing without first letting his servants, the prophets, know. He tells the prophets, and then the prophets speak to the people. That was true in biblical days. It's still true today. The Lord has his prophetic people, and the prophetic is the preservation for the people of God. When God speaks through a prophet, it brings preservation, it brings edification, exhortation, consolation, and those things are what keep us encouraged. Yes, and it's not to replace reading the Word of God. It's not to replace prayer. It's not to replace fellowship. It's just to enhance and speak a fresh word, a now word from the Word of God, from the mouth of God. And so he still has his prophets today. And it is through the prophets that we have preservation in the body of Christ. And so it says here in verse 8 that the Lord sent a prophet to the children of Israel who said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt, and I brought you out of the house of bondage, and I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all who oppressed you, and drove them out before you and gave you their land. And I also said to you, verse 10, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. Well, the Lord is bringing up this history about what happened in Egypt because he wanted to remind the people that he already delivered them one time out of great oppression. The children of Israel had been in Egypt for 430 years, and so the Lord brought them out of Egypt, out of an impossible situation where the hand of the Pharaoh and the boot of the Pharaoh was very heavy upon them, and the Lord delivered them out of that. He took them through the Red Sea, and he drowned Pharaoh's army, and he delivered them into their own land. Now the land of the promised land, the land of the Amorites and the Canaanites, and so the Lord is reminding them of the history where he has already delivered them of great oppression. And what he's saying here is, I delivered them and I can deliver you, but you have not obeyed my voice. Well, beloved, there are times, again, looking at the history of the U.S. and I'm sure the history of Kenya also, there are times when we obey the voice of the Lord, and there are times when through government decree and edicts and mandates, we disregard the voice of the Lord, and even in our personal lives, speaking to you personally today, when you do evil, it goes against God's will. We'll put it that way. It goes against God's will for him to bless you. He does not bless the wicked. He blesses the righteous. He does not hear the prayers of the wicked. He hears the prayers of the righteous. His commandments and his warnings are for us to heed the voice of the Lord. His commandments are that we can walk in blessings, we can walk in his grace and in his mercy, and we can receive the blessings of the Lord. But when we do evil, when we choose to do evil, then we reap the harvest of our evil choices. Just as Adam and Eve reaped the harvest of their evil choice, of their listening to the devil and eating of that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And so they came to know evil for the first time in their life. And so it is with us. When we listen to the devil and we heed his voice and we obey his commandments instead of the Lord's commandments, then we reap the harvest of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and we reap that knowledge of evil. And so we reap destruction and death and all of that the devil brings into our life. And so the Lord says that you have not obeyed my voice. And so he's saying, this is the reason why the Midianites are coming in and stealing everything from your land. This is the reason why you sow and you don't reap. And this is the reason why you're in torment and you're hiding in the caves, because you have done evil and you have not obeyed my voice. Well, now the angel of the Lord comes in verse 11, and this is, most people agree, Jesus Christ. When you see the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament, it generally is speaking about the Lord himself, or pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. And so it says, now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And so this is the first mention of Gideon, and he's in the winepress, he's threshing out the wheat because he's so afraid of the Midianites that he's in the winepress, the big wooden structure that they use to press out the juice out of the grapes, and he's in there threshing wheat to try to hide himself and his activity from the Midianites. And verse 12, then the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, mighty man of valor. And Gideon said, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Well, beloved, that is something that we speak many times. God considers you a mighty man of valor. If he's looking at you today, He considers you to be a mighty man or a mighty woman of valor. Maybe you haven't walked into your calling. Maybe you haven't stepped into your calling. Maybe even today you're hiding from the enemy. You're hiding from the Midianites in your life. But God sees you. He knows you. God still has a plan for you. Jeremiah 29:11. God spoke to the people of Israel at that day, and he said, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. It's plans to prosper you and not to harm you. It's plans to give you a hope and a future. Beloved, God can use one person. He's using Gideon this day in this situation. One person, he's speaking to Gideon, and he is speaking to you today. God can use one person, one man, one woman, one child even, to move the kingdom of God forward, and he can do it with you today, and he is looking for your cooperation. He's just looking for your heart to open up and to receive him. He's looking for you to say, yes, Lord, here am I, send me. And I'm not saying you have to come to Africa or you have to go to Mexico on a mission trip or anything else. I'm just saying you open up and let the Lord take you where he wants to take you. Let the Lord do with you as he wants to do with you. Let the Lord use you to be a mighty man or a mighty woman of valor for the kingdom of God. Well, of course, Gideon, just like Moses out in the desert when the Lord called him, Gideon has questions about this calling. And he brings up the doubts, which the devil will always do. Anytime the Lord gives a calling to you, the devil will come with doubts. And he will make you think that you're not the right person that God has called. I remember when God showed me in a dream that he wanted me to come to Africa. I had doubts. I didn't know why in the world I would be called to go to Africa. I had no connections here, did not know one single person over here in Africa, had no desire to come. My attitude towards Africa was just like anybody else's. I didn't want to get sick. I didn't want to get bit by mosquitoes. I didn't want to have no food to eat. And that was my perception of Africa, and I'm sure it's most people's perception. So the devil, he brings the doubts, and he brings the questioning, and he said in verse 19, Gideon said to him, please, Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then is all this happening to us? And where are all his wonderful deeds that our fathers told us about? In other words, the miracles of Egypt and the miracles of coming through the wilderness area. Where are all his wonderful deeds that our fathers recounted to us, saying, did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of the Midianites. And so as Gideon looks around, he doesn't see much to encourage him. As he looks around and he's in the wine press and he's hiding from the enemy, he sees very little to encourage him, and he doesn't understand how things can be in such a terrible situation if the Lord is truly with us. Well, that may be you today. You may wonder how you got in the situation you're in, how you ended up with the enemy getting the upper hand in your life. And I say to you today, be strong, take a step toward the kingdom. Take a step toward the Lord. Open up your heart to receive what the Lord has for you, and accept the fact that the Lord still believes you are a mighty man of valor. You are a mighty woman of valor. You are a mighty child of valor. Accept the fact that that is what the Lord thinks about you. He's not looking at your failures. He's not looking at your weaknesses. He's looking at your strength, and he is looking at the fact that you are made in the image of God, and you were created to do great and mighty works and to do things that you have never done before, to move the kingdom of God forward in this year 2022. Well, beloved, I hope this message speaks to you. We're going to be talking more about Gideon next week, and how Gideon raises up his army, how he gathers his army and goes to defeat the Midianites. And so this is a great message. You're not going to want to miss next week's message. and this will speak to you and help you get started in the new year 2022. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for now 17 years that we have been bringing these broadcasts to you. And we appreciate your support. We invite you to support this ministry, not only for the radio broadcast, but also for the mission in Africa, the Crusades, the Children's Home, the church, many things we have going on over here. You can be a part of that. You can help support this ministry and see that the Word of God goes forward around the earth and in Africa as you support this ministry. Stay tuned for contact information coming up in just a minute after the end of this broadcast. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.